Fear of the Zika virus is gripping the world, and particularly Latin America, as Brazil deals with an outbreak while preparing to host the Summer Olympics. But Zika was actually discovered decades ago by scientists in a small forest outside Kampala, Uganda. As Jill Craig reports from Entebbe, their work has not stopped there. A quiet place, where leaves flutter in the wind and monkeys play in the trees. A forest like any other, it would appear from the outside. But it takes only a short walk into the woods to find the imposing 37-meter tower scientists at the Uganda Virus Research Institute were using in 1947 to research yellow fever, when they isolated an unknown virus in the blood of a rhesus monkey. The Zika virus, named after this Zika forest in which it was discovered, has gained recent notoriety as it surges through Brazil and other parts of the Western Hemisphere. Julius Lutwama, Senior Principal Research Officer at the Uganda Virus Research Institute, says the work he and his colleagues have been doing on Zika for many years set the foundation for current research.
It was isolated here, and a lot of work has been done in this forest. Because if probably it wasn't done here those days, either it wouldn't have been known up to now, or it would be like a new disease. But the good thing is that it was known before, and it wasn't really starting from scratch when this outbreak started.
Scientists here have discovered 27 viruses and 224 species of mosquitoes. They've worked on roughly 80 viruses, including Ebola and West Nile virus, once obscure illnesses that have become global threats thanks to air travel and urbanization. But according to mosquito researcher Louis Mukwaya, there is much more work to be done.
You know, viruses, diseases, don't observe boundaries. They can easily say from Sudan or Zambia or Uganda. They may be here today, but a few years to come, you may find them in the United States, in Europe. So we should all be concerned.
The symptoms of Zika virus are usually mild, so people have not been that concerned, until now, amid reports that Zika could be sexually transmissible, and that it could have mutated to cause the birth defect microcephaly in newborns. Back here in Uganda, researchers say that with proper funding, they would be happy to look into it. Jill Craig, VOA News, Entebbe.
It was isolated here, and a lot of work has been done in this forest. Because if probably it wasn't done here those days, either it wouldn't have been known up to now, or it would be like a new disease. But the good thing is that it was known before, and it wasn't really starting from scratch when this outbreak started.
You know, viruses, diseases, don't observe boundaries. They can easily say from Sudan or Zambia or Uganda. They may be here today, but a few years to come, you may find them in the United States, in Europe. So we should all be concerned.